Make money from your podcast with the Odyssey Creator Lab. You create the show, we bring the advertisers. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com.
On demand. Here's the morning show highlight clip of the day.
Jess has another marriage first.
Milestone.
Yeah, another milestone. This one brought a little apprehension, though. Would you say apprehension, anxiety? What's the word?
It's nerve-wracking.
Explain.
So my husband, Garage Boy, and I had our first ever couples trip over the weekend. Now, couples trips can like make or break you. It's either we're going to be cruising with these people until we're 80 years old, yeah. Or I only get to see my best friend Stephanie on girls trips. You know,
That's true.
Like, it's one or the other. And my best friend of like, geez, I think like 15-ish years, like too long to count, came to visit Baltimore for the very first time. My best friend, Stephanie, and her husband, James. Now, I'm actually really close to Steph's husband. So I have my own friendship with the two of them. And this trip meant so much to me because it was, I kept telling Garage Boy, like, I might pass out. Like, I might be so overwhelmed with joy because it's my husband and two of my favorite people to ever exist, ever. So I felt that immediate joy. And then I also didn't realize it until the two of them got into our car and it was the four of us. And I was like, oh, crap. This
like
is
everybody.
A couple's trip.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And also, this wasn't, it's like they were staying with us. So we were together, like together. Every moment
sure.
of every day. And this was the really first time that like Garage Boy had one-on-one time with Steph and her husband James, and especially like, you know, the husbands being together, because yes, we were together at the wedding, but you know how crazy that
sure.
is, and having a long distance bestie. So really this was like our first intimate time, and it was one of the best weekends that Garage Boy and I have ever experienced while living in Maryland.
Everybody got along. Everything went smooth.
We had the best freaking time on the planet. Like, everyone got along. And I think what I loved, too, is, so my best friend also works in radio. And what I love to see is, like, Garage Boy was able to connect with her husband because both of them are spouses of people who are on the radio.
Yeah,
and they can and that was the first time that he was ever able to speak to somebody that he could relate to and discuss really random things that he experiences, that only he experiences being in this kind of relationship with somebody like me.
Sure.
And I didn't realize, and I don't think he realized, how much both of us needed that to be able to, like, when we were out having drinks or out having lunch and dinner and having these conversations with Steph and James, who have been married for like 5+ years and doing this in radio, you know what I
right,
mean? And
right.
also have had to move across country by themselves and not know anybody. And also we're around the same age. So it was like, it was so healing
sure.
for us to be with them all weekend long. And it just meant so much to me that it made me emotional that it worked out so well, because honestly, I don't think there's ever a world that it didn't, just because we're just all like, those are my people.
Sure.
You know what I mean? But if there was even a slight chance that it didn't, I think it would have been so heartbreaking.
I think that's the relatable part about this,
which
for
is
anyone.
Scary, right?
Once you get married and tell us your thoughts on this, like you kind of marry the whole crew that they come with.
Totally.
You know what I mean? So, for example, like, imagine if your friend Steph showed up this weekend and Garage Boy, like, just for some reason didn't vibe with her.
Or he was just, like, super quiet.
You know what
I mean? Uncomfortable, yeah.
There's so much pressure going into that. And maybe that's exactly how you felt, too, like, the first time you got together. There's anxiety on both sides. Like, please accept my friend group, number one. But also, on Garage Boy's side, on the other partner's side, like, man, I really hope I like your best friends.
No, on both ends. Because they were both
yeah.
excited to be with each other.
Yeah,
both
yeah,
of
yeah.
them, right?
And I'm sure we could take plenty of calls right now from people that said, you know what? I met my partner who I love's best friend. Couldn't stand them.
Yeah.
Then what do you do?
Yeah.
Like, when you love the person you're with, but like, what do you do when you don't like their best friend? Like, do you fake it?
Do you have a dark curiosity? Follow and listen to Heart Starts Pounding on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Shanye in Elkridge, what's up?
Good morning.
So wait, you loved your partner, but like, it's that friend group. It's that friend group. That
but the best friend, not so much.
It was a close friend, but he made some bad decisions, and I felt like it was influencing her
Wait, hang on. Sorry. So this was a female friend of your is this boyfriend or now husband?
It's wife.
Oh, of your wife? Okay. So your wife, so you're a wife's friend, and like, was she, were they best friends, or you're just saying close friend?
I would say they was best friends. She was in the military, so it was a military friend, and it lasted outside the military.
So this was your wife's best friend, and the first time that y'all meet, you're like, no, I'm not about her.
Yeah, like, I just felt the energy. She didn't realize, but, like, when I first met him, I just felt the energy was off.
So what?
It seemed like he was kind of controlling as well.
Oh. To your wife?
Yeah.
So what do you do? Do you say something about this? Because again, this is like your partner's best friend. So like, are you able to say something, or do you just have to sit there and fake it? You know.
I faked it for a while. At least a couple years.
Wow, that's a long time.
Wait, is your wife and her? Is this an ex best friend or a current best friend for your wife now?
It's an ex best friend now.
Oh. Yeah.
And what came? Where did the ex part come in? What happened?
They actually went on a trip together, and she told me about the things they did and how she felt uncomfortable at some times. So I used that as an intro.
Okay. That was good. That was the end point. He's like, you know what? You shouldn't be friends anymore. That's really a terrible idea. Let's just end this friendship. While we're at it, let's just end this whole thing.
But it really does make or break a situation, yeah. Shanye. Like, it really does.
Yeah, for sure. Damn, Shanye, that's crazy. Thank you for calling us. Appreciate you. This is Melissa in Baltimore. Hi, Melissa. Good morning. How are you?
Good. How are you?
We're good. So wait, you love your partner, but you don't love his best friend?
No.
Why?
For multiple reasons. So he has two very good friends.
Mm-hmm.
Neither one of them are married. Neither one of them have children.
Okay.
They don't understand what a relationship with a married person with children is.
Yeah. Oh, okay.
And what's an example of that? Like, what's happened?
So, for instance, like, if we are trying to have a family day or whatever, they'll call him even though they know that he's spending time with his family.
Yeah.
Or my husband will make plans with them. And then I'm like, well, wait a minute. Like, you know, you're going to be gone literally all day from morning till night.
Yeah.
Like, how is this right?
They're like, bro, come watch the game.
But Melissa, so right. So you don't like his best friends. And are they aware of this?
No. Yes, they are both very aware
of
this.
Oh, wait.
Don't hide it.
You make it clear.
Oh, yeah.
But
absolutely.
Wait, how long have you guys been married?
So we've been married almost 18 years.
Okay.
And
what do you say? What do you do?
Oh, I just give attitude all the time.
Yeah.
So is it passive aggressive? Is it straight up like, I don't like you?
Oh, it's straight up. They know I don't like them.
Yeah. And your husband's fine with it. He's like, this is just the life that I have.
Pretty much. Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. Sometimes you just got to make it work.
Yep. Absolutely.
Good morning. Who's this?
Hey, Kramer. This is Coach. How you doing?
Coach, I hear you have an issue with Jess's Valentine's Day plans over the weekend.
No,
hey, Coach.
Hey, Jessica. I just find it hard to believe that something as important as your first Valentine's, you had someone else there.
Yeah, that's a really good question. So in case you're just tuning in, Jess had some of her best friends in town over the weekend, which I forgot was also Valentine's. A single person I forget.
Yeah.
It was Valentine's Day as
right.
well.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
And Coach finds that interesting that you would let friends invade on your very first wedding.
Our first Valentine's Day as a married couple.
Yeah.
And it ended up turning into like a couple's weekend, which we didn't realize when we were planning this trip, honestly. But we definitely had our celebrations before, so we still celebrated on Friday between the two of us. I think it still felt like special and romantic that it was our first couple's trip ever that we had experienced, and like that right. helped us grow in our relationship and our marriage in a lot of ways that I don't think either of us like realize, just because we don't really have any couple friends yet. You know what I mean?
Gotcha. Yeah.
Coach, how many years you been married now?
26.
What'd you do for Valentine's Day?
Absolutely nothing.
Jess, this is your future.
Hey, thanks for listening.
Make sure you subscribe to get the show daily.
And if you think we've earned it, give us 5 stars.
Hear Kramer and Jess live every morning on Mix 106.5 Baltimore.
And check out the Kramer and Jess Uncensored podcast at KramerandJess.com. Yeah.
From the trusted team behind 48 Hours, welcome to Case by Case, your weekly update on the biggest true crime stories unfolding right now.
Nick Reiner remains in custody without bail.
Luigi Mangione accused of stalking and gunning down UnitedHealthcare CEO Brian Thompson.
From high-profile trials and stunning evidence to major breaks in cold cases, we'll follow it all case by case. Follow and listen to 48 Hours Case by Case wherever you get your podcasts.